Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, we talked about Thanksgiving in the previous episode and said that if we want to thank God, we should worship Him sincerely with pure intention. By the way, what is worship? Perhaps prayer and fasting are the first things that the word worship brings to the mind. This is not wrong. But these outward things have inward realities, which are called zikr or God's remembrance. God says in the Quran, "Indeed, I am Allah. There is no God except me. So worship me and maintain the prayer for my remembrance." In this ayah, God makes us aware of His oneness and calls us on His worship. He also commands us to maintain prayer in order to remember Him. Thus, the inward prayer is God's remembrance, and this inward can prevail in all our deeds. When all our deeds look godly, every moment of our life will be worship. God says in Ayah 152 of Surah Baqarah that if we remember Him, He will remember us. The Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says in explanation of this ayah that if we remember God through worship and obeying His commands, God will remember us with every kind of blessings, mercy, and will be pleased with us. Dear listeners, we can remember God with all our bodily organs. We can call His names with the tongue. One of the prayers that the Prophet of Islam has taught us to recite is this: O Transformer of Hearts, keep my heart fixed on your religion. Islam recommends us to remember God with these words that Prophet Yonah recited when he was in tough conditions. There is no God but you. You are immaculate. Indeed, I have been among the wrongdoers. However, it is more important to remember God with the heart. It means to pay attention to the meaning of the words that we are reciting and try to inculcate them in our hearts. This way, the heart will be alive. The blessed month of Ramadan is the unique opportunity to reach this point. The human body will become thin and weak if he does not exercise. This is true with the spirit too. The spirit will be weak if we do not strengthen it through prayer, supplication, and righteous deeds. Ramadan is the best period for spiritual exercise. God says in Ayah 183 of Surah Baqarah that the reason for prescribing fasting is to become God-wary. God-wariness means to pay attention to every action to be compatible with God's satisfaction. The opposite of God-weariness is negligence. Negligence makes us heedless of God's commands and leads us to every kind of evil and sin. God-weariness is the condition for the divine guidance, and fasting is the prelude for God-weariness. God says in Ayah 28 of Surah Hadid, O you who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in His Apostle, He will grant you a double share of His mercy and give you a light to walk by and forgive you. And Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. If we are God-weary, merciful God grants us a light in our heart whereby we will find a way in our life. Human being cannot move in perplexity. Without knowing the course, we cannot move toward God. The spiritual atmosphere of the blessed month of Ramadan helps everyone to find a way toward God. Reflection in the ayahs of the Quran can be the nearest way in this regard. The Noble Quran is the great treasure that shone on the heart of the Prophet to enlighten dormant souls and hearts of mankind. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said, "Let your eyes enjoy God's worship." Then he said that eyes enjoy God's worship through looking at the Quran, contemplating the Quran, and being admonished by the surprises of the Quran. The Quran is the greatest miracle of the Prophet of Islam. The miracles of the previous prophets were mostly visible and palpable. But the miracle of the last prophet was rational and intellectual, as the people of his time had become more rational and intellectual. The Quran calls on mankind to ponder on the natural phenomena and beauties of creation here and there. The accounts of the Quran are not merely historical. They rather intend to teach the right way of living. The ayahs of the Quran invite the reader to watch the life of great people, such as prophets, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and chaste women like Mary and Asiya, wife of the Pharaoh. The more scientists ponder upon the ayahs of the Quran, the more they become aware of the rightfulness and truthfulness of this book and its prophet. The Quran keeps astounding the seekers of knowledge and truth. As a modern man makes progress in various fields of sciences, he unfolds novelties of this unmatched scripture.